You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So you had some conversations this week with some friends who aren't always so good with money.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to repeat a lot of the same cycles in life of not opening the mail and not having a system for how they're going to handle their bills and just how they're going to handle all the financial aspects of their life frequently just lacks a system.
Right.
And the whole thing becomes really frustrating to people who don't create personal systems around it.
Right. And in case you missed, October 12th was Moment of Frustration Day.
That's a good day.
It was a good day. So if you paid your bills on that day.
Well, and I'm somebody, that I'm certain aspects of my life, I like to overdo it and maybe be a little overly complex. But there's other aspects that I definitely recognize how you have to simplify. So came up with five different ways, things you can do that are going to make your finances less frustrating. So first thing on the list here, Tim, is number one is automate your finances to minimize late payments.
Right. Doing the, even if it's just the minimum of the automatic payment, I think it's really important to have that payment sent off.
Well, I have a bunch of different ways I've done this. So I have put pretty much everything on auto pay, either auto pay through our bill pay account, or I go into the creditor to have them withdraw the money from me. I prefer not to use that method, but I find that that's the only method you can use if it's a variable payment. So like a utility bill, that you don't know exactly how much it's going to be every month.
True.
So you can't program that in your bill pay.
Right. That's true.
I have each of our credit cards programmed in to where it automatically deducts the minimum payment on the due date. Because if you miss it by one day on a credit card, it's a $39 late fee.
Right, right.
And the people like your friends that you're talking to, they can never get out of the trap because you tack one $39 late fee on top of another, and the Redbox movie that never gets returned, and the library bill, the books that don't get returned, or it's an endless stream of wasted money.
Right. And you just find yourself more and more frustrated, whether the income seems to be less and less because you're paying all the fees. that's the part. It's like, how do I get ahead? And like you said, it's really just creating those systems, getting that in place and getting yourself on a budget.
Well, and a budget is correct, Tim. You're right. Because to me, part of what automates it is that you don't get surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get surprised. And when they say hindsight's 20/20, I actually think that foresight can be pretty close to 20/20 if we'll just slow down and be still.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just slow down and be still and forward think what's coming. And what's coming is that life insurance that's due once a year is going to be coming up and what month that is. The property tax is coming up, or
right?
You're going to have Christmas expense, or
welcome
you have
December
birthdays for people. Okay, those birthdays don't change every year for all your loved ones. So budgeting those things in and knowing that it's coming,
right?
That's another pretty important facet of automating your finances.
Definitely. So I think number two is one that I was really good at doing. I didn't do your Excel spreadsheets like you do or anything like that, but I did have a wall calendar and I put everything due, like when it was due and when I paid it.
Right. So put your due dates in your calendar.
And now we have phones, so there's really no excuse not to know. You get to put reminders on your phone or in your email system. Even, Google Calendar is great because it actually, syncs and lets you know the reminders and everything like that. So it's nice to know when your rent is due, when your credit card's due, when you get paid, everything.
Yeah, and depending on your pay cycles, it really starts to change this and it gets really important.
That's true.
So here's one of the first things I'll say is that automating the finances and then putting a lot of stuff on the calendar, it all gets a lot easier if you have enough money.
Yeah, definitely. So
when you're managing, and I've been there, you've been there, Tammy, where like you're just trying to make it from one paycheck to the next,
right?
And you're trying to make it from one day to the next. Like you're having to literally go in your account every day to make sure that you're not going to be bouncing stuff.
Definitely micromanaging the account. Yeah.
So trying to get out of that phase, and I'll say, like you're drowning at that point and just trying to get your head above water because like you're just barely treading water and you're exhausted, it's so easy to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
So at least getting enough money put away that you're not drowning on a daily basis.
Yeah, and that again comes down to budget and making a list. And you and I have both sat across a couple and we tried to help them, counsel them on what's necessary and, you know, the wants and the needs, what's necessary out of their list. We just had them go through, write out their whole list, and basically they were living above their means by $20,000 a month. Or $20,000 a year, I'm sorry. You know, so it's like you're never going to get ahead.
I tell you what, what's a necessity and what's, you know, want to have mm-hmm. versus a nice to have.
Right.
Versus an absolute necessity. Those are painful conversations with people because
they don't want to give it up.
Well, like the couple you're talking mm-hmm. about, one of the things that was non-negotiable were cigarettes.
Right, right.
Like, but if you remember, their food budget for their kids
was zero.
Was zero. Literally, it was zero for right. food for their kids. That they would go scavenge food from their mother.
Right.
That's
and,
crazy.
And we, you know, counseled them to get on assisted help for food stamps and things like that because they really qualified for that.
Right.
And they just never did it because they didn't, whatever was the shame with that or whatever was going along with that. But they got back on their feet.
I mean, I've counseled so many people that for them, private school mm-hmm. becomes non-negotiable. There are always ways to cut those expenses. So
there are. You have to be willing, to let go. And it's all temporary. That's the thing. It can all be just temporary. You know, you let go of your Netflix account, so you let it go for however long.
Right, you disconnect it for a while.
Yeah.
All right, so putting those due dates on the calendar,
yep.
really important. And I tell you, it becomes even more important depending on what your pay cycles are.
Mm-hmm.
So I get paid basically once per month, which makes it easy because most bills are on a monthly cycle. If somebody gets paid every 2 weeks, it's constant rotating cycle that I think makes it a lot tougher, but you can still do it. You just have to forward think it and get it on the calendar.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the five things you can do to make your finances less frustrating.
Excuse me, sorry.
It's okay.
That season of coughing.
So number three on the list is sign up for text or email reminders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a good one. I mean, same thing on the Google Calendar. You know, you get reminded. You know, you've signed me up, so I'm reminded too. You know,
whether you like it or not.
Right. Can we talk about this? No, I like it because that kind of gives me the, for a woman, I need that certainty to know because, you know, I used to take care of all the bills myself. And when you and I got married, you were comfortable taking it on. And I was really actually happy to let you do that. But I also learned that I needed that certainty of knowing that things were taken care of. And it's not a matter of questioning you. It was just being in the know, knowing where our finances are.
You have to be in touch with it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Number four on the list is enroll in credit monitoring. Mm-hmm. So there are so many different credit monitoring services out there. And I had screened through them. And I had several people tell me about Credit Karma. And I don't get paid by Credit Karma. I'll say that. But I've actually started using it recently, and I like it because it's actually free. And it does give access to two out of the three credit bureaus, and I like that. So with those two credit bureaus, it's the Vantage score, not your FICO score. So they're not going to be in the exact same scale, but they're going to be very similar on the percentages of how they calculate the score. So at least still gives you a pretty darn good idea of where your credit score is. So there are a bunch of different things you can do through Credit Karma also. So mm-hmm. I would encourage you to enroll in some sort of credit monitoring. And sure enough, when I signed up for it, okay, I preach this stuff all the time. There was a $100 medical collection that was sitting on my credit that I didn't even know about.
Right.
And a couple phone calls and I took care of it that I didn't actually owe the money. It wasn't even my bill. But if I hadn't monitored my credit, I wouldn't even know.
Correct. Right. See, that's the stuff. Got to be, kind of got to look at the stuff a little more often.
Right.
So number five was download a savings app to take the legwork out of saving. So I've downloaded one, but I've not really used it. Have you?
Well, so there's one called Digit mm-hmm. that they're endorsing online. And what this does is it scans through your accounts. It's a software that basically looks through your accounts and figures out places you can save some money and will automatically transfer some money over to your savings account from mm-hmm. your checking.
Oh, okay.
I have not tried this to be able to endorse it. Mm-hmm. So this was an idea that we saw out there. Thought it's worthy of mention in case somebody wants to pursue it. if you do pursue it and you have something to say about it, then let us know what your results are.
Yeah, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, go to smartwithyourmoney.com and send us the contact form on there and let us know what your results were. It also talked about that if you want to earn interest and make saving easier, there's one option. It's called Smarty Pig. It's an online piggy bank that currently earns 0.75% annual interest.
That's kind of cute.
If you're interested in small-scale investing, you can use an app called Acorns. Mm-hmm. So Acorns rounds your purchases to the nearest dollar and invests your spare change. So I like it.
I like that too. That's
nice and simple.
Cool. Yep.
We love simple. All right. Well, the bottom line is being an adult, paying bills, managing your money can be really frustrating at times. So you always have to keep track and make sure that these bills get paid. And it's really just part of being an adult. Mm-hmm. You know, people that I see that don't do it. Yeah, it's just what's expected of being an adult. Because
it's not necessarily even just being an adult, but being responsible, a responsible citizen.
Well, and realize it's just a game.
Yeah, it
but
is.
It's a game you have to
you
play.
Do, you do, unfortunately, have to pay.
You can't deny the game.
Right.
All right, so a lot of people we know have spent too much money over the summer, and we are going to be going through our top tips to detox from summer spending when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.